M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Come in, my friend. Yes, have a seat, won't you? There. Ah, there you are. My name is Chet Cheddar. I'm the morgue attendant and resident storyteller. We here at the morgue have just bought a new computer. I'm trying to transfer the information from our old filing system. Now then, let's see. Press S for store and then enter. Oh, drat. Failed again, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm not mentally equipped for this sort of thing. Computers and technical manuals and such. However, I do recall a story about a young man who knew this technology very well. Yes. He lived in a two-story house in the country, and not too far from a big city. I think he even went so far as to put a laboratory on the second floor.
There we go. Let's see now. I'll just adjust the transmitting signal. Adjust the head size. Accelerate the receiving coordinates to 17. Yeah, there it is. It is finally complete. My greatest invention. Now, all I need is a guinea pig to test it on.
Hey, lame brain.
Ah.
Hey, you moron, you up there goofing off again, huh?
Oh. Yes,
brother. I'm upstairs. Come up here. I have something I want to show you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, the excitement's killing me. I can't wait. Hey, you've been up here all day playing with this stupid chemistry set, hey, you little geek?
It is a laboratory, brother. I need it for my work. I'm an inventor.
No, wrong. You ain't no inventor, because you never sold nothing. You know why you never sold nothing? Because these inventions are usually crap, that's why.
Oh, well, now that hurts, brother. Well,
when you gonna wise up, huh? Why don't you go out and find a job and bring some money into this house?
Now, brother, I do contribute to this house. I have that job at the library.
Oh, that's nickel and dime stuff. That ain't nothing. Hey, I'll tell you what I can do. I can put in a good word for you up there at Tino's, all right?
Oh.
I mean, he needs a guy that's good with numbers. You can count money, can't you?
No, thanks, brother. Perhaps working for a loan shark is okay for you, but organized crime doesn't interest me.
You little pinhead, you got the right to talk like that to me? And my hand.
Now, look what you've done. You've broken a beaker of hydrochloric acid.
It burns.
Well, of course it burns. It's acid. Here, give me your hand.
No.
Easy. Let me put this ointment on it. There you go. Now, isn't that better?
Yeah, that is better.
Yes. I invented this ointment, you know. It immediately counteracts acid burns. But wait till you see my latest invention, brother.
Oh, no, I ain't interested. Buzz off.
Now, don't be hasty. Let me fix you a drink.
Well, now you're talking. I could use a drink.
Yes, I thought so. You could always use one. Here you go. Drink it down. It'll make you feel better. There you go.
Yeah, you're right. I feel better already.
Yeah.
I still want you to buzz off, though. Hey, what's that you got in your hand there?
Oh, this is my new invention, brother. I call it the Lobometer. It is capable of transforming even a man like yourself into a genius.
Looks like a football helmet, huh?
Yeah. Shall we try the helmet on?
Hey, get the thing away from me. I ain't putting it on.
I'm afraid I must insist, brother.
Hey! Get this thing off my head!
Easy.
I can't move.
Yes.
Hey, did you put something in my drink, you crazy moron?
It's a very harmless drug, brother. It causes only temporary paralysis. Now, if this works, we'll both be very, very rich. Won't that be nice, brother?
What are you going to do to me, huh?
Well, now, observe. I only want to explain this once. This is a computer keyboard, you see. And this is a disk drive. And this is a transmitting cord. It links the computer to the helmet.
Look, look. You take it off my head now, and I won't kill you later, I promise.
Now, don't be silly, brother. I'm going to wake up that sleeping brain of yours. Now, you see this? It is a floppy disk. It contains an entire dictionary. I'm going to send this information through the helmet into your brain in less than 10 seconds. Are you ready, brother?
Get this thing off my head!
I knew you'd be ready. Now, we'll just switch the helmet on.
Hey, my head's vibrating!
It works. Goody-goody. Now, I'll place the floppy disk into the disk drive, press a few keys, and then initiate the transmission procedure. Hold on, brother. Your brain is about to take a little ride.
Take it off! Take it off! I don't... Hey, what was that? What was that?
It is pulses of information, computerized information, going into your brain. Take it easy now, brother.
My head.
Easy.
What did you do to my head?
Now, easy now. Your brain has just received a vast amount of information. It needs time to process it all. How do you feel?
Like someone kicked me in the head. Hey, take this thing off of me, jug face.
Oh, yes, of course. There you go.
Hey, I think I can move now.
Well, of course. I told you the paralysis was only temporary.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's too bad for you.
Brother, let go of my neck. I can't breathe.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, Egghead. You're catching on. I get a little irritated when someone tries to kill me.
No, brother, no. I've made you smarter.
Yeah? Well, I don't feel no smarter. It feels like my brain's been fried or something. I know what your game is. You tried the thing on me to see if it works right, huh?
No.
You could have killed me.
No. Dimophobia, brother. Dimophobia.
Huh? What did you say?
Dimophobia, brother.
Oh, now you're calling me names, huh? You got all the nerve in the world, you little...
Ow! No, brother, no. Dimophobia. Think a minute. You know the word. Dimophobia.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know that word. Dimophobia. An unnatural fear of crowds, derived from the Greek word demos.
Yes.
Hey, I never heard that word before.
Yes, brother. You have a detailed knowledge of thousands of words now. And that's just the beginning. Anything that can be stored on computer software can be sent through the helmet into the human brain. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, I'm imagining all right. I'm imagining some very beneficial uses for that little gadget of yours. Beneficial. I'm word smart.
Now, I don't like that look in your eyes, brother.
Yeah.
The lobometer is to benefit society.
Yeah? Well, to hell with society. I'm looking out for numero uno. You got that? I got some plans for that thing of yours. And you're gonna help me, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, don't the banks keep credit card and checking account numbers in the computer?
No. I will not use the lobometer for that.
You're gonna do it exactly like I tell you. You understand? You're gonna start earning your keep around here.
Brother, please, don't shove me like that. I'm getting too close to the window.
Maybe I don't even need you, huh? Maybe I can work this computer gadget myself. Yeah, how can it be?
Brother, please, the window.
You're gonna do it exactly like I tell you. You're gonna...
Brother!
That stupid moron. Broke a perfectly good window.
Well, now, this is just a wonderful situation to be in. Two broken legs, a broken arm, and being pushed around like an invalid in a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for taking a dive out of a second-story window.
You are shoving me.
Shut up. Before I push you the wrong way down a one-way street or something.
Very well.
Now, here we are at the credit bureau, okay? Remember how our little game's gonna be played?
Yes. We're going to pretend, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. You got that helmet thing ready?
Well, of course. It's been in my lap all this time. You know, I'm not exactly thrilled about entering a life of crime with you.
Yeah, well, you're gonna do it, though, ain't you?
Yes.
You know, I wasn't exactly thrilled about being drugged up yesterday.
You're never going to let me live that down, are you?
I'm not gonna let you live at all if you don't shut up.
Very well, brother, very well. It appears I'm at your mercy in this chair.
Huh. Yeah. At my mercy. I like the sound of that. Yeah, I'll try to keep it that way. Now clam up, all right?
Yes.
We're going to go over to that broad at the computer desk over there, and I'll do all the talking.
Oh, of course, brother. Talking is your forte, isn't it?
Hello. Welcome to Big City Credit Bureau. I am Patty. May I help you?
Well, hello, Patty. Actually, we're here to help you. We're from Citywide Computer Repair.
Oh.
We come to give your system the once-over.
Oh.
And by the way, that is a lovely shade of lipstick, Patty.
Well, thank you. It's lavender, you know. Well, actually, I think our computers are running fine.
Well, it may appear that way, Patty, but, You ever hear of a computer virus?
No.
They're nasty little devils. They get in a computer program, and just when you think things are running fine, zap!
Ooh.
It completely erases.
Well.
Now, would you want to be responsible for that?
Oh, my, no.
Well, of course you wouldn't. I can see you're an intelligent girl. So we'll just go about our business, all right? Assistant Bernard, hand me that helmet, would you?
Of course. Here you are.
Pardon me, but what is that you're putting on your head?
It's of a highly technical nature, Patty. Let's call it a glitch detector, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Hook it up to the computer, would you, Assistant Bernard?
Oh, yes, I'd be delighted to.
Thank you. Now, Patty, my assistant here is going to need to use your computer for a couple of seconds, if you don't mind.
Oh, no. You're the expert, so I'll just stand back and watch.
Okay, you do that. You're a lovely girl. We got to get to some of those nasty viruses now. Assistant Bernard, see if you can find the credit card numbers.
Yes, very well.
Pardon my intrusion, but why do you need the credit card numbers?
Oh, hey, Patty, those nasty computer viruses, they head right for those credit card numbers. They like those the best.
Oh, I see.
Here we are. I found the numbers. We're ready for transmission. Turn the helmet on.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
Oh, wow, what a blast.
Oh.
All right, we're approaching the first pulse now.
Here we go.
Hold on. Here it comes.
Oh, my.
There you are. Second pulse coming. Hold on. Here we go. Right now.
Oh, my heavens.
Hey, it worked. All those names and numbers in my head, clear as day. It's like they're always there.
I'm afraid to ask, but how does it look?
Well, Patty, I'm delighted to announce that your computer is completely free of viruses and glitches.
Oh, and
I also want to thank you for cooperating during our little test here.
Oh, well, it was very, very interesting. I just wish I knew what you were doing.
Well, why don't you give me your card, and I'll send you some pamphlets and some brochures explaining how all this stuff works.
Sir, don't you think we should go now? We have other appointments.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should go. Well, Patty, it's been lovely meeting your acquaintance.
Well, it's been very, very nice meeting you, too. I suppose you'll just send us a bill, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll send you a bill, yeah.
All right.
So long, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. That Patty's my kind of girl.
Yes, I figured she would be, brother.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah, look at that. $10,000. Look at that pile of lettuce, eh? Not bad for 2 days, eh, little brother?
Oh, it's wonderful. You've managed to turn a great invention into a tool of evil in only 2 days.
Yeah.
I congratulate you, brother.
Now, you better be careful. I know sarcasm when I hear it.
Oh, yes.
I'm a walking dictionary. Now, get me a beer before I kick those crutches out from under you.
Of course.
Yeah, I tell you, these credit card numbers was only the beginning. They got everything on these computer software disk things now. Look at this. Look at the stuff I stole from the computer store. How to win at poker, roulette, craps. I'll clean the house at Vegas.
Well, gambling is legal in Las Vegas, brother. That's hardly your style, is it?
What did I tell you about that sarcasm?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's see how you walk with one crutch.
No.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, you better learn to watch that smart tongue of yours. The life you save could be your own.
Yes. Here's your beer.
Give it here. And it better not spew up in my face when I open it either. Yeah, who the hell could that be?
Shall I crawl to the door and find out for you, brother?
No, just stay there and dummy up. Hey, get lost. Nobody's here.
Open up, Bruno. The boss wants to talk to you.
Hey, it's Rat-Faced Charlie. All right, I'm coming. Well, hey, Rat-Faced, boss. Hey, come on in out of the rain.
Thanks. I hadn't seen you in a while, Bruno. Thought I'd better come check on you, see if you was sick or something.
Yeah, you ain't sick, are you, Bruno?
Oh, no, I'm not sick, boss. I forgot to tell you. Can you believe it? I actually found the job.
Well, you found a job.
Yeah, I found a job.
Well, ain't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's pretty. I found a job.
Now, Bruno, you was shining shoes for dimes when I found you.
Yeah, shining shoes for dimes.
I cut you in on some very sweet deals. Now, if you found something, I'd like a little share of it.
Yeah, share of it, Bruno, share of it.
Okay, all right, I'm going to cut the strings right now. I ain't working for you no more, you hear me? I got my own thing now, I don't need you no more. You find some other bum to do your dirty work.
You dirty... backstabbing. You got some nerve using that tone with me.
Hey, boss, put down the gun, huh?
Yeah, blow his brains out, boss.
Now start talking. Tell me what kind of deal you found, Bruno, and I might let you live.
Listen, boss, it ain't like that.
I'm tired of talking. Dirty bum.
You shot the boss. It killed him.
I never touched him.
I shot him. And there's plenty where that came from, so I suggest you leave now.
You're dead. Yeah, wait till the gang finds out. You're dead, both of you. Dead.
Hey, Red
Face.
I can't believe you did it.
Well, if you're going to have a gun, brother, I suggest you keep it with you. I found this in a dresser drawer.
Oh, God, are we in trouble now?
I had no choice. I had to shoot him. He would have killed you and myself as well, more than likely. One less mobster in the world. Now, brother, take the body to the river and dump him there. Take the back roads. Don't draw attention to yourself. Drive the speed limit.
I can't do that.
Do it, brother. You have to do it. For once in your life, listen to me. When the police find the body, they'll think it's just another mob hit. That's all. However, if you leave him bleeding here on the front porch, that might draw suspicion.
All right. I'll do it. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about them? They're going to come after us.
I'll think of something, brother. Believe me, I'll think of something.
Yes, indeed he did think of something. The meek little inventor was unwillingly pulled into a life of crime and deception. And now he had taken the life of another man. The shocking thing was that he was beginning to enjoy this new lifestyle. He had invented something that was turning an enormous profit. And committing a criminal act was thrilling. Still, he wanted to be in charge of his destiny. He wanted to be the boss. And only one man stood in his way. He knew exactly what to do about that problem.
There we are. Here. I believe that will work. Now, just need to tighten the screw on this transmitting circuit. There. All ready. You've returned, brother.
Yeah.
I trust you got rid of the corpse?
Yeah, I got rid of it. I dumped it in the river just like you said.
Good. You weren't seen, were you?
No, there wasn't no traffic or nothing. There's blood in the trunk, though. Not much, but you can still see it.
Well, I'll take care of that later.
I'm sorry that I had to put you through all this, brother, but it's your own fault for not choosing a better class of people to play with.
I don't need your lip. I need a drink.
Well, I'm sorry, brother. We're all out of liquor.
What? You forgot to go to the liquor store again, didn't you, you little twerp? We gotta get out of here.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying right here.
But they're gonna come after us for killing the boss.
Let them come. I know how to handle apes like that. You think they really care about that man I killed? Ha! Huh. They would have done the same thing for the right amount of money. So when they come, I'll give them a few $1,000 and tell them there's more where that came from. And then, once I've gained their trust, I'll eliminate them.
What are you talking about? You gonna shoot them too?
Oh, no. Too crude, too messy. There are other ways, less detectable ways.
Oh, God. I need a drink. I need to relax.
I have the cure for what ails you, brother. A little surprise.
I ain't no mood for no surprises.
Well, I think you'll enjoy this one. Now sit here, make yourself comfortable. I made a small adjustment on the labometer while you were gone.
What kind of adjustment?
Well, you see, before, the labometer only transmitted words and numbers to the brain.
Yeah?
But now, it can actually transmit images. And you see, your brain has a section that's called, for lack of a better phrase, we'll call it the dream center.
Okay.
By centering on that specific part of your brain, the dream center,
yeah,
you can experience images like a dream.
Yeah.
For instance, I can type the words rainstorm on the keyboard, and you would see, feel, even smell rain like it was really there.
Yeah.
Here, yeah. Put on the helmet and I'll show you.
It ain't some kind of trick, is it?
Trust me, brother. Here you go. Put it on. Now, we'll just turn it on. There we go.
I hate when you turn that thing on. That jolt in my brain.
Now then, tell me, brother, where would you like to be right now? Pick any place in the world.
I don't know. How about one of them tropical islands with the palm trees and all that crap?
One tropical island coming up. Now let's see. Blue sky, sand, ocean, palm trees. Enter.
Hey, I see it. It's like I'm really there. I can even feel the sand under my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, any dames around here?
Oh, you want a female companion, do you? All right. Let's see. Blonde hair, tan, measurements. There you are.
Yeah.
Well, hello, handsome.
Hey, little lady. Come here often?
Uh-oh. There's trouble, brother. The girl is turning into a giant, man-eating lizard.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Suddenly, a jet flies by and drops a big bomb on the both of you.
A bomb? Get me out of here! Get me out of here!
Oh no. Oh, no, brother. Look out. Look out. A herd of wild animals is stampeding straight towards you.
Here they come. What am I going to do? Oh, my God.
Wait, brother. The animals.
What?
They're changing. They're changing into...
What?
Into...
What?
Bees.
No, not bees. Not bees. No.
Yes, they're bees. They're African killer bees. All around you. And they're stinging you, brother.
No.
Stinging your face. Stinging you in places you never knew you had. Stinging your entire body. Now they're in your brain now, brother. They're stinging your brain. There's no escape, brother. There's no escape from the stinging bees.
What am I going to do? I got to get out of here.
Brother.
I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here.
Jump through the window, brother. Jump through the window. It's the only way.
The window.
Sorry, brother. I'm very sorry. Rest in peace.
Open up, Bruno. We know you're in there. Open up.
The door is open.
Yeah, there he is. There's the bum that killed the boss.
You want me to break his neck, rat-faced Charlie?
Hold up, Knuckles. Hey, you bum, you. Hey, where's Bruno at, huh?
He was very frightened that you were going to come and kill him, so he committed suicide. He jumped out of the window.
Yeah, look, there he is down on the street. He did jump out.
Holy moly. Hey, look at all that money there on the table. Where did all that come from, eh?
Oh, I thought you would see the money sooner or later. There's plenty more where that came from. How would you two like to be my partner?
Work for a bum like you after you killed the boss?
Hey, let's face it, Ratface. The boss was a bum, too.
Yeah, and I like the look of that money. Okay, say we did join up with you, eh? Well, what would we have to do?
Oh, it's very, very simple. All I would need is your brain.
There you are. A story for the computer age. Personally, I prefer to leave modern technology in the hands of those who know how to use it. Besides, a damp morgue is no place for electronic equipment. And now, I'm afraid I must go. I have to poison the maggots. That's a full day's job. But please, do return for another story, won't you? Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, Interface to Terror. For correspondence, send to P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities with actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by M&J Audio Theater.
NPR, National Public Radio.